We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Demon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Free agency is underway. Flames, emojis. Hell yeah. Welcome, Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Adrian Wojnarowski and Shams not tweeting over the course of the last 4 or 5 hours means both of them got yelled at, which feels like a big enough story, but we have already broken whatever compact Woj reached because we have our first official piece of news from NBA free agency. Pelicans landing on a 4-year, $85 million contract with the Chicago Bulls in a sign-and-trade. Lonzo Ball is going to Chicago. So there you go. The first sign-and-trade of the day. The Bulls get more interesting just like that. And welcome to NBA Free Agency. We are underway.
Yeah, it's already started. Will Barton just re-signed with Denver, 2-year, $32 million deal. And this is right now the time where these are the best phone calls a general manager can ever make, because he picks up the phone and goes, Alonzo, yeah, hi. How's 4 and 85 sound? Good. See you later. It's amazing.
Yeah. Go Bulls. I've done my screaming off the air. I'm very happy with that as a fan. For Warrior fans, you're going to have to be more patient. There's going to be there's going to be some things that need to shake out before the type of guys the Warriors are looking at probably announce their deals. One thing that is going to be interesting to watch early is whether Kelly Oubre's name starts to come up anywhere. The only report I've seen is from our guy Mark Spears, who said he does think the Warriors are going to be able to pull off a sign-and-trade. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Kelly Oubre Jr., who's probably the biggest moving piece for the Warriors today, certainly going out, coming in, what that moving piece
Tim
might
Hardaway.
Be. What?
Tim Hardaway just signed a 4-year, $72 million deal to stay in Dallas.
This is the day that makes every other professional athlete just resent the NBA. The money that gets thrown around today is like, stop the presses. That's fully guaranteed stuff. Yes, it is. It's good to be an NBA player, boys and girls. Raise your son to be an eighth guy on an NBA
super
team.
Super athletic.
That's it.
Raise him to be 6'7" and super athletic.
I'm gonna talk to Jack tonight. Stern talking to. You're gonna need to be 6'8". Grab rebounds.
Yeah, put those Legos down, damn you.
Totally.
Mike Conley just did a 3-year, $68 million deal with Utah.
Mike Conley staying in Utah. All right. Nothing sexy about that.
Nevertheless,
to be expected.
No, it's news. That's happening. Look, the big names on the board today. Will anything shocking happen with, you know, Chris Paul? I don't think so. Kawhi Leonard, that feels like a little courting to be done. Kyle Lowry might be the biggest name off the board when today is said and done. It looks like he is targeted to Miami, so we'll be waiting to see if that doesn't get confirmed. It looked like that might have been the topic that got Woj embargoed, if that's what happened, because he disappeared there from Twitter for a little while. But What happens today is going to be very interesting, and it's the veteran that you've been hoping for, the veteran that a Warrior fan could think could fit on this team. And, you know, Otto Porter's a really interesting name. There is no doubt. Rudy Gay feels like a year or two beyond being a good idea or a good bet. Patty Mills, all I can tell you that Patty Mills has got going for him is the price point might be able to work, and you got to give that guy. He has been on the NBA's all-stubborn team for so long that whether it did or didn't, whether you do or don't like it, he'd be the guy that you end up rooting for at some point if they were to go in that direction. Nicholas Batum, though, is a name that a lot of Warriors fans have kind of taken a liking to, and I'll tell you, I like it too. He's a 13-year vet. And if you put him on the team last year, I think you're in the playoffs. I mean, Nicholas Batum is a really good player. Last year, 8 points, 5 boards, 2 assists on a 60% effective field goal percentage. The guy's kind of money from the floor. I think that the Warriors got to hope that he's not interested in returning to Portland. I've heard that he knows that he could fit in well to the Warriors system. And I guess if the Warriors were to be active today or pounce on anybody, it's about wings and bigs. I mean, that's kind of got to be the theme, though. You know, I mean, Patty Mills, God bless, doesn't really fit the bill of wings and bigs for the Golden State Warriors.
No, he doesn't. But, you know, I think, you know, the signings that are getting announced now have been sort of targeted for a while. And I think the Warriors are probably, when they start to make news, if they in fact do, it's going to be in a while, because I think they're going to see how things shake out. I don't think they're going to be incredibly aggressive, just because I think they like to wait and see. Everybody thought they had to come up with a big deal to get rid of 7-14, and they certainly didn't do that.
Yeah. The thing is, like, Collins is an interesting name. This is, they're just gonna have to wait on some of these guys, because someone like Zach Collins, for instance, if there's a team out there that thinks he can be healthy, he could get a lot more money than the Warriors are able to, like, a lot more and a lot longer term. Like, on the other hand, if you look at this free agent class, there's a lot of guys and not that much money to spend. So some of this is just going to depend, and I don't know how much, A, the Warriors know the answer to this question, and maybe more importantly, B, I don't know how much guys' agents know the answer to this question. Like, the big money could be gone fairly soon, and then that's when guys might kind of not necessarily be scrambling, but all of a sudden get a lot more interested in taking a so-called discount.
What kind of appeal do you think the Warriors have to the player that we're talking about? How much do you think, not us, not guys on the afternoon show on the Warriors flagship station, but you're the kind of player that fits into the Warriors plan. How much do the Warriors fit into your plan at that kind of a player? Because it's not straight up ring chasing anymore. I mean, it really isn't. If you're signing with the Golden State Warriors, nothing is guaranteed to you. There is no, oh, yeah, and the year starts in the Western Conference Finals. I just don't think it shakes out that way anymore. So what is the Warriors' appeal if you could jump into the mind of an NBA free agent that's at their price point?
I think the appeal is the possibility that Klay Thompson could be Klay Thompson again. And they won't know that for a while. I think he's the wild card and always has been. Because I think they know, anybody who's a free agent knows what you're getting with Green, pretty much know what you're getting with Curry, pretty much know what you're getting even with Wiggins. But there are still a lot of mysteries on that team. You know, the three rookies, and I still count Weissman as a rookie, and the wild card, which is Thompson, you know. Is he going to be fine in February? Is he going to be fine in May? Is he a miracle healer who's going to be fine in December? I don't think anybody knows that, which is why I don't think you're going to see a lot of guys leap to the Warriors as the ring-chasing team.
So I don't know if we need a minor bag alert for this, but interesting, and I think this speaks back to the alert.
Minor bag.
A guy we had talked about, largely just because he was already a Golden State Warrior in the past. Alec Burks just agreed to a 3-year, $30 million contract to stay with the Knicks. $10 million a year, obviously, is a lot more than the Warriors are capable of offering. And I think there's a world in which if the Knicks weren't specifically interested in keeping Alec Burks, I don't know that he can get that on the open market. Like, I don't know that $10 million a year is something lots of teams wanted to offer Alec Burks, which I think is why it's so hard to know who the Warriors' top targets are, and then, in turn, like you're asking, Damon, how much the Warriors would appeal to them. Because if Alec Burks is out there on the open market, and he's got two offers for $7 million, and the Warriors have 5.9, but the other two offers come from, for the sake of argument, Sacramento, not to diss them, and, I don't know, Portland, maybe he says, well, it's a little less money for the Warriors, but honestly, I know the organization, their class, and I feel like they have just as good, if not better, chance to win than the other two, so let's go. When the Knicks offer him 3 years, $30 million, I imagine it's pretty easy for him to stay in New York.
Yeah, I mean, look, New York is a lot of things, but mostly it's New York. And yeah, you get a ton of opportunity to be, you know, on the front page of the big newspapers and oversold on all the major networks and oversold regardless of the year your team is having because they're picked up. In a crazy way, the Warriors really offer like a competent New York Knicks. You know, I mean, they are now one of those teams that gets its fair share of the spotlight, if not its undeserved share of the spotlight, because they've turned themselves into such a global brand that no matter what year they're having, Curry is such a headliner that just by being next to him, there will be more eyeballs on you than, like you just said, Portland or another team that feels appealing or similar almost to the Warriors situation. I guess we got to share this one. Shams is saying that Jimmy Butler, he's not going anywhere. Maximum extension with the Miami Heat. Looks like that is going to be agreed to, $184 million max. Good to be Jimmy Butler today. Jamichael Green has agreed to a 2-year, $17 million deal to return to the Denver Nuggets. Player option on year two. And I guess the theme of today on player options is that Chris Paul said no to the player option that he had in Phoenix. And look, no one could have expected that before this year started. And I know that some are saying right now that he's holding out for a 3-year, $90 million contract, and the Phoenix Suns are probably in position to want to do that. They have a very cap-friendly situation where they can fit him in. But I'm gonna tell you right now, as for all the compliments that we have given Chris Paul and all the negative things we have said about Chris Paul, what Chris Paul is guaranteed to be is the most banged-up 39-year-old in NBA history. I mean, I this is a guy who's 36 years old. I know there's a lot of talk about 90 over 3. If I'm the Suns, I would go to Chris Paul and I would say, can we do 80 over 2? 80 over 2. We'll come. I just would not want to be in a 3-year deal with Chris Paul. That is such a, it just feels like such, it feels like the guaranteed worst bet in the world to make in year 3.
Yeah, I think State Farm would underwrite some of that. Jared Allen just signed a contract I didn't think he'd get. $3 million, 3 years, $100 million from Cleveland. And most of these deals so far have been with guys just re-signing with their old teams. So that might be where this goes early on here, and that the guys who are willing to trade teams other than Lonzo Ball are probably coming later.
What's really crazy about that is they just drafted Evan Mobley.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they think they can play those guys together.
We're going back to Twin Towers. That's it. I mean, look, how does a team like Cleveland get ahead of the curve? zigging while the league zags a little bit. And I think that there's a little, even though it felt like Giannis just went full on almost one man, big man army, a concept of valuing some scoring in the paint feels easier to wrap your mind around now than just a year or two ago.
Bag alert. Major bag alert.
Nice. What is it now?
Another person.
It's a minor.
It's minor. That the Warriors might have been interested in. Kelly Olynyk has agreed to a three-year, $37 million deal with the Detroit Pistons.
This might be controversial, but I think every time one of the guys the Warriors might have kind of been interested in gets a little too much money, it's actually a good sign.
For the Warriors?
Yes. Detroit just spent all their cash on Kelly Olynyk. All of it.
Feels like an odd way to go about parsing out your cash. I mean, Kelly Olynyk is... I mean, do we dare endorse him as really good? I don't know if we would. He's good. Kelly Olynyk is good. That's about as far as I'm willing to take it.
You can say with some confidence that Kelly Olynyk is Kelly Olynyk. Beyond that, I think you're taking a chance because that does seem like a lot for him.
I don't know. I mean, that might just be the price of doing business if you're willing to go to Detroit, you know? But again, that very easily could have been Zach Collins, right? That very easily could have been Nick Batum for $12 million a year. Again, a price the Warriors clearly could not meet. So I think it's good from the Warriors' perspective that a guy like Olynyk is the one who goes to Detroit. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird way of looking at it, but that's how I would see it.
What percentage points, if any, what are you comfortable betting on Kelly Olynyk? Will Kelly Olynyk's future be resolved by the end of either tonight's show or tonight? Or do you think he is a day two, day three, really wants to go and get that basically the recruiting trip? You know, a lot of guys in their free agency want that wined and dined moment. And I don't know if in the age of Delta variants you want to be going around too much, but I get it. I really do. I get the appeal of bring me in, show me what you got, wine me, dine me, impress me. If I were a player looking for free agency, I'd want that too. I don't begrudge these guys their moment to look. Everybody gets paid. How much do you actually want me? How much do you love me? How special are you willing to make me feel?
I mean, I'm always baffled when a guy takes money that takes less money than he can get. Unless it's a guy literally near at the end of his career or has an emotional attachment to a team that overcomes everything else. Because for the most part, what we're talking about at this point is guys who may have only one more contract in them. And if they have two in them, they're more likely to, you know, go for the money this time so that they're set up for next time. I mean, I'm surprised when a guy leaves money on the table.
And I think it's by nature surprising because it doesn't happen very often. But I don't know that I struggle that much to understand it. You know, obviously this is the this is the opinion of someone who'll never have that sort of earning power. But like, I can very easily imagine feeling like, you know, $6 million a year is enough if it puts me in a situation that's going to make me happy going to work every day, you know?
Excuse me. I need to break in. Mark Wicker is reporting that from Marcus Spears, Chris Paul is going to have wrist surgery.
Marcus Spears is a football guy. Do you mean from Mark Spears?
I'm just reading the tweet. Maybe he meant Mark Spears. He probably did, but what the tweet says is
Mark Spears just said that Chris Paul already had the surgery.
Okay, well then the tweet's wrong. But they got the tips.
Phoenix Suns point guard Chris Paul is expected to be ready for the start of training camp next season after having left wrist surgery.
Get your surgery now. Don't wait until 5 minutes before the year is about to start. Michael Thomas of the New Orleans Saints. We'll get to that, I guess, probably tomorrow because we got so much NBA free agency to talk about today. But okay,
Pippen.
Clean it up. Clean it up now, Scotty. Don't wait until the year's about to get going.
No, totally.
By the way, Carson Wentz, you got to love the fact that Carson Wentz is still killing the Eagles with his injuries, not just the Colts. I know that's an NFL topic, but we'll come back to it at some point today. Carson Wentz.
It might be a Niners topic if we're not careful.
You know, I thought the same thing. I don't know. I just feel like the declaration that Trey Lance is 100% ready to assume the mantle and go 17-0 with the San Francisco 49ers is probably a little bit of an oversell after one unpadded day. Let's see what happens when it really starts going. But very interesting. We have NBA free agency. It's starting. It's going. It's underway. As Ray said, most of the deals that we're seeing right now are re-ups, which is not unexpected. I really wonder if the tampering that we all clearly know exists isn't intentionally held back in terms of news. Because, you know, let's say Kyle Lowry does have his deal done with the Miami Heat and he knows about it. But it looks better if they wait 40 minutes, an hour into free agency to just let that go. Getting to an announcement of an extension with your own player, obviously, on premises is the easiest, quickest business available to do. Do you think there's any illusion in terms of, yeah, we just want to be on the up and up, so we're going to make it look like we were actually on the phone today negotiating this when it was done a week ago?
Yeah, I don't know that there's much of a rebuttal to have there. It seems pretty clear to me.
That's good sports
talk. They don't
care.
Why would they care? It's good for the NBA, right? I mean, I don't know. The purpose of the official moratorium, I'm guessing, has more to do with legalese than anything, right? Like, and I know people are like, well, who cares? It's sports. Why don't they just change it? Like, they do have very elaborate collective bargaining agreements that require, like, a lot of legalese. And they have to, like, turn over the league year at some point. And I'm sure there's all sorts of reasons for the date that they choose for that. And, you know, my guess is there's the sort of tampering that is outlawed for legal reasons, and that's what we're looking at here. And then there's the sort of tampering that is outlawed for competitive reasons, which is the stuff they actually try to punish, right? We're like, okay, now you're making an illegal deal with somebody else's player, right? That's like anti-competitive in a way that this really is not. This is just early reporting on something that is going to happen in a few days anyway.
We're underway, baby. It's NBA free agency. And you know what's going to be underway quickly, too? Football. And now through September 3rd, you can get your training camp insights every Monday and Friday at noon with San Francisco Training Camp Live. Bonte and the Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky, are going to be hosting a podcast that you're going to need. So download that Odyssey app right now. Live training camp happening every single Monday and Friday. Get your updates the weekend that was, the week ahead, for the 49ers with Bonte and Shasky. Download that Odyssey app today. When we come on back, I guarantee you something, a piece of news is going to happen during a commercial break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back to tell you all about it. NBA free agency underway today on 95.7 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Demon Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome, welcome. Free agency underway. Nothing really broke during the commercial break in terms of any player movement, but at least we have some numbers that the NBA is going to be working with. Welcome back to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. By the way, Bananza, it's still upon us. Feel it. Experience it. Love it. It's here. We told you it would be. It's been a hell of a week, hell of a weekend. Last week was nuts, and today we got NBA free agency underway. Bananza brought to you by Pacific Catch, sustainable seafood, West Coast style. Shams, Woj, all precincts reporting that we have some numbers. The NBA has set its salary cap for the upcoming year. It is $112.4 million. Tax kicks in at $136 million, about $4 million higher than previous projections. So a little bit more money to spend than maybe the NBA was expecting to have. So I guess the big news.
Just so,
yeah, go ahead.
Just so people understand and we don't get confused at all. It doesn't change a thing for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, no, they can't.
Already committed to $167 million in salary without doing anything. So it does not change their situation.
Yeah, they're still wearing a barrel. Not over it. They're wearing it.
Jared Allen, 5-year, $100 million deal to re-sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a big contract that's just been thrown out there. Jamichael Green, $17 million. He is sticking in Denver. I guess
two
big
more.
News, yeah, yes, please.
Two more new ones. Cam Payne is staying in Phoenix, 3 years, $19 million. So again, like, it's hard to imagine Cam Payne, given the fact that the other one is T.J. McConnell, 4 years, $35 million. I have to imagine Cam Payne could have gotten a better yearly salary than, you know, 6.3 if he had wanted to go out on the market, but he preferred to stay in Phoenix. So, again, I just think so much of this comes down to, like, literally guys' deep-seated personal beliefs and feelings, which makes it just so difficult to tell from the outside.
888-957-9570. Steven in Vallejo, what's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
What's up?
Hello? Hey,
what's up?
So I just wanted to say, this NBA free agency, it's not a bad gig if you can get it, right? These contracts are pretty nonsensical. You know, that's been my word of the day. It's just nonsense on Twitter, all these trade scenarios, nobody really understanding what the Warriors are having to deal with as far as cap space and money and tax and all that lovely good stuff. But I'm really calling today. I've been a faithful listener since 2014. I have been an active participant in shows, calling, texting, what have you, on Twitter. And I just want to say congratulations to the best sports station in the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. And congrats to you guys, Damon, Kolsky, Uncle Ratto, everybody there at the station, the whole team. has been doing a great job. And thank you very much. And on the way out, I know, you know, I got to hit you, Damon, with the Fortinball Friday uptick.
Thank you very much. Good to see Joe still alive in memory at the very least on this station. Yeah, I guess we're having an anniversary, 10-year anniversary. I know, Ray, you're probably celebrating it right now with a cocktail. Happy anniversary, Ray.
I don't have a cocktail yet, but if you'll let me get off the air for about 45 minutes, I'll have one.
Happy anniversary, Matt.
On the other hand, Jeff Schultz of The Athletic out of Atlanta reports that the Hawks and Trae Young are finalizing their max extension tonight. 5 years, $170 million with a supermax trigger that could make it $201.
Learn how to hit your free throws. Learn how to hit your threes.
Learn how to play hurt.
That's a deal that Travis Schlenk runs to an agent to make. That's an easy one. Big payday for a guy who is clearly an emerging star in the NBA. The biggest name in a new city, I think, officially still belongs to Lonzo Ball, a 4-year, $85 million deal where he gets a sign-and-trade. Lonzo Ball is no longer a Pelican. He's a Pelicant because he's a Chicago Bull now. So there you go. Lonzo Ball to the Bulls, that's the biggest new face in a new city so far, unless there's something I've missed. I think that's about it right now, don't you think?
Yeah, although the fake tweets are already starting to come out now. Somebody purporting to be Shams with two R's in his last name, suggesting that the Clippers signed DeMar DeRozan for 2 years and 60, which is utterly untrue.
I am not sure there's any reason to even talk about the fake reports. I think so far, yeah, Lonzo is definitely the biggest name to move places. I would say the other big news in the early going is substantial deals for some guys to stay where they are, maybe more substantial than you would have imagined it would take to keep those guys where they are. I mean, T.J. McConnell, 4 years, $35 million is a lot. I mean, I get he is a Pacers type, if you will, but that's a lot of money.
What do you
implying? Hardaway. Tim Hardaway Jr., the none of the same implications, right? $74 million is a ton of money over 4 years for Tim Hardaway Jr. I mean, I just watched that guy in the playoffs, and he's, you know, he's nice, but not that good, I don't think. It's interesting. Meanwhile, campaign staying home for much less. It's actually been a kind of an interesting start to this.
Tony Jones, who covers the Utah Jazz for The Athletic, has just released a little salvo that the Jazz are still active in the trade market and that the guy that is the apple of their eye could be Golden State Warriors' Eric Paschal. If the Jazz don't walk away from free agency with the real Eric Paschal, they would like an Eric Paschal type, someone who is tough and versatile defensively, someone who can get buckets on the offensive end, someone who doesn't mind doing the dirty work on either end of the floor. The Jazz are also looking to use their mid-level exception, which comes out to $5.9 million. So when I think of how could things go really, really well for the Golden State Warriors, I think Eric Paschal taking a big step forward in year three, it's officially something that we don't talk about, but if it did happen, man, it makes them a much better team. If I'm the Warriors, a controllable player in the third year in a big prove-it year is not a player that I would have on the trading block. Like, I think the Warriors need to have a guy like Eric Paschal take a step forward. He was 9.5 points, 3 rebounds, and almost an assist last year, 1.3 assists. And he definitely regressed from an impressive rookie year where he was asked to do an awful lot more in the absence of everyone around him. Paschal only played 40 games last year. We hardly talked about him. He was hardly involved last year due to just injuries and what was their COVID concern as well. So I wouldn't be walking away from Eric Paschal at his controllable contract. Would you?
Well, you're not walking away.
What would the trade be? Sure, entice me. What Utah Jazz do I want? I'm trying to play that game, and I don't think obviously I'll take the rookie who came out of Indiana, Juwan Morgan, but I don't think you upgrade there.
I think Joe Ingles would be the guy they'd be talking about. How you would make that work exactly, I'm not sure. Because to get to Joe Ingles' money, it would probably have to be the Kelly Oubre sign and trade. But then you would probably have to – I'm fairly certain that would mean by rule you'd have to do a separate trade with Eric Paschal in it. But my understanding is the Jazz have some trade exceptions, so maybe you'd be able to sort of go – here's our guy for your trade exception, and then we'll sign and trade you Kelly Oubre for Joe Ingles. I'm not sure. There's
okay. So here's the Jazz. I like Joe Ingles. I do.
Oh, was that it? I thought you were going to add to that. Yeah, I like Joe Ingles a lot. And if you could essentially get him for sign and trading Kelly Oubre and Eric Paschal, I think it would be in many ways a steal. By the way, in the Paschal Utah thing. You can't ignore the Paul Millsap comparison, right?
Feels right.
I mean, if you ask why do they want Paschal so bad, it's got to be because they see him as the next Paul Millsap, right?
Why wouldn't the Warriors see him as the next Paul Millsap, though? Right? I mean, that they control. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, Ingles is the kind of guy that feels like more of a difference maker every single night in an NBA game than Eric Paschal could be over the course of both of them were healthy the whole way through type of year. Ingles is the score that the Warriors would need off the bench. He'd understand his role. It's interesting, but I like Eric Paschal. I would not want to just walk away. And it feels like year three in this offense with Kenny Atkinson's new eyes on player development on him. That could be a player on the come, man. I don't know if I would want to walk away.
Two more interesting deals. It appears Torrey Craig, recently of the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, has signed a two-year, $10 million deal to go to the Pacers, which, again, to me says, like, that kind of player is in the Warriors' range for sure, right? I mean, 2 years, 10 is something they could effectively offer. Now, this they could not, and this is pretty mind-blowing. Duncan Robinson, shooter extraordinaire, 5 years, $90 million to stay with the Miami Heat.
Woo. That's a big chunk. That is a big,
that's
big,
cash.
Big chunk right there. That's something else. So Kyle Lowry is signing. Yeah. Miami Heat. That's monstrous.
Oh, one more. That because relating to that is something to watch if you're a Warriors fan as well. It's not just signing with the Heat, it's a sign and trade. He gets a 3-year deal. But as part of that deal, as I understand it, Goran Dragic is being traded to the Toronto Raptors, and they are expected to buy him out.
Moving chairs, moving chairs. We got a lot of moving chairs. It's NBA free agency here on 95.7 The Game. Stay with us. Much more still coming up at 5 o'clock today. Tim Bontemps is going to join us. He's all over, obviously, all the big stories today. So stay with us. This is an awful lot of fun. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ratto and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It is great to have you here. Obviously, a huge baseball game for the San Francisco Giants coming up tonight. A big series in Arizona. You won't be saying that very often because, man, a bully picking on the little kid shouldn't be billed as a big series, but that's what the Giants are and that's what this is. They need to go get wins against a beatable team. So we are at some point today going to pivot back to how big of a start DeSclafani has tonight. It's a big chance to put a half game on the Dodgers, who are idle this evening. Speaking of idle this evening, the Oakland A's are idle this evening. What is not idle right now is NBA free agency. Welcome on back to Damon Ratto and Kolsky, and we bring you back with a major bag alert. Chris Paul, 4 years, $120 million extension to stay in Phoenix. Wow. That, I mean, they are in business with Chris Paul through his age 40 season for a huge amount of money. And obviously he was worth the bet that they made, but this is a gamble that is, that's a big one. Chris Paul opting out of a $44 million player option felt like a long shot. The day he stepped in Phoenix's locker room for the very first time, he wasn't going to walk away from a money like that. Who would be interested in giving him a bigger deal? Well, the Phoenix Suns, after the season they just had. 4 years, $120 million for Chris Paul. I don't mean to sound like Radnich. $120 million? That's something else.
It's a little misleading. It's still a ton of money. Don't get me wrong, but it really is the 3 year, $90 million deal we were talking about. Oh, wait a second. Maybe not. Okay. So, Bobby Marks just tweeted that something that says, despite the over 38 rule, Paul is allowed to sign a 4 year contract with Phoenix. Now, what I was about to explain was the NBA has an over 38 rule. And effectively what that does is mean you're not allowed to sign a player to a four-year extension if they're going to turn 38 during that extension. Between that rule and the wording of the tweet that says it could be worth as much as $120 million, my guess is that this is the three-year deal we've been talking about with essentially an option year. The question is going to be who is in control of that option year.
Yeah, the 38 rule, if I remember correctly, was installed after a bunch of NHL teams signed guys to preposterous contracts that took them well into their 40s for cap manipulation. And I think that's why the NBA put that in, so that you couldn't sign a guy till he's 50 and then get around cap restrictions.
But it's interesting. Everyone keeps saying up to 4 years and $120 million. So it'll be interesting to see what that means exactly. Like, what are the things that would make it the full 4-120 and what would not?
Who controls age 40 year of Chris Paul's contract?
Yeah, it
feels like a big question. It feels like
I think Jake does.
From State Farm?
I mean, that's it, because he's not going to play at 40. I mean, I can't imagine that. He's dropping auto parts every time he runs down the floor now, even as good as he is.
You would think so, but, I mean, look at what is happening in front of our own two eyes. The definitely not playing at 40, you know, it's just winning Super Bowls. LeBron isn't that far away himself, and he's still very, very good. And when we talk about what Steph Curry's looking at, and, you know, The rumor today is that Mark Stein said that a four-year, $215 million extension is going to be worked out this summer for Steph Curry. I mean, if you're the Warriors, that's your window. I know this is a big free agency. Look, all free agencies are big because it's the roulette wheel that spins the league around. But no matter where the ball falls for the Warriors this time today, or not at all, today, tomorrow, whatever this is, the Warriors have a lot longer window than next year to be a contender. And it's actually more realistic to think that a year from now, and no Warrior fans wants to hear about patience, but given the fact that there is no bigger variable than Klay Thompson being Klay Thompson again, I don't think you're going to get Klay Thompson until a year from now. He's basically told you he's not going to be this guy that comes in to save the day right now. At some point, maybe around the All-Star break, he is really more incorporated to the point where you forgot he wasn't there before, but that's wishful thinking a little bit. It's not this year that I think is event horizon for the last great gasp of the Golden State Warriors. It's the year after, which is the sophomore years of the two rookies that were just drafted in year three of Wiseman, when next year is going to be like his default ipso facto rookie year anyways, if he can be healthy and play the whole thing. So I think that it is overly exaggerated that the Golden State Warriors have to be the very best basketball team that they need to be next year. It's the 22-23 season that I think matters more to the grand conversation than the 21-22 season.
But with that in mind, it probably means that guys might want to ring chase with them a year from now as opposed to now. Just because if you believe, and this is not an unreasonable belief, that Klay Thompson will be the Klay Thompson of old a year from now, that might be the year that you start seeing guys wanting to ring chase.
If he's Klay Thompson of old a year from now, he should be pretty close by next year's playoffs. So I don't know that I buy that. I mean, I don't know that you need, like, the problem for me is we don't have to make this decision. For some reason, a lot of people and many Warrior fans feel like there has to be a hard line. You're either going to try to compete this year or not. And if not, that means you're keeping the rookies, because how could you possibly be serious about competing if you have rookies on your team? That's just beyond being a very unrealistic way to look at the league. I think it's just wrong. Have any of the recent champions had major rookies contributing? No, I guess not. But that doesn't mean it's impossible, first of all. And second of all, we don't even know what this team looks like right now. And every championship is won in the year in which it's competed. As I look around, I'm sorry, maybe I'm overly high on a team and star players that I've watched closely for a number of years now. But I just don't see a single team in the Western Conference that is prohibitively great, to the point that the Warriors, if things go right, if things break right, couldn't be right in the thick of things. And frankly, right, like, I'm not sure there's a single team where I can say better than if things break right, they'll be in the thick of things. Like, if Russell Westbrook doesn't figure out how to become a totally different player at age 30-whatever, things aren't going to go well for the Lakers. Like, to me, that's needing things to break right. If the Clippers don't have Kawhi Leonard, they need a lot of things to break right to be a legitimate contender. Like the Nuggets, the Suns. Chris Paul's going to be 37 next year. They need his health to break right. Like there's no team that a so-called ring chaser could go to and say, well, unless something weird happens, we're winning a title.
Right. There is no on-paper overlord.
Right. So ring chasers have to guess. You know, you got to weigh your offers and guess who gives you the best chance to win.
And that's why I don't think there are going to be any ring chasers going anywhere this year, because of that very thing. Nobody's a stone lock to do anything more than get out of the second round.
What does that mean, Ray?
What that means is you ring chase when you know there's a team that's got a more than decent chance of getting to the final. And I don't know that anybody, I don't know that you can say that of anybody in the West.
No, but what I'm saying is, when you say nobody's going to ring chase, what are you actually saying? What does that mean?
What I'm saying is that there's no, what you're going to do is you're going to sign for the most money that you can get. And then next year, if it looks like there's a team, or maybe two, that are a lot closer to getting to a conference, to getting to the NBA finals than anybody else, that's when you'll see ring chasing.
Well, except just,
if there's no guarantee that taking less money will get you closer to a ring, you're going to take the most money.
Except to say there's no overwhelming favorite is different than saying one team might not get you closer to a ring than another. And certainly each player is going to have their own judgment on which team gets them closest to a ring. And on top of that, at a certain point, everyone's offering pretty much the same thing. And then what makes the decision? And to Ray's point, we don't know. it may not be about who a free agent thinks has the best chance of winning. It might be because their wife likes having dinner in the city. Like, we really, it could be anything.
Hey, Chris, you know, Bryant.
It might be because they did a survey of high schools for their children in all the cities that offered them contracts and decided, you know, City X had the best schooling opportunity. Like, we really don't know. Once the incentive of this team is offering me significantly more than anybody else goes out the window, which is pretty quickly in a free agency period, it's hard to know what will make the decisions for these guys, which is to say, guys who don't get signed in the next 10 to 12 hours are probably making their decisions based on things other than money, which puts it in a mystery box.
And look, there are a lot of players who probably want to exercise themselves from what they have figured are incompetent or less than situations. The Warriors may not be ready to absolutely win an NBA title, but competent and greater than are two things that are easily attached to the Warriors these days. They are a marquee, well-run, no-joke basketball team. And welcome, everyone, to your 4 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.